California high school girls volleyball team cites God's word in decision to forfeit game against trans opponent. By Warner Todd Houston on November 18, 2024. A girls' high school volleyball team has officially forfeited a game because the opposing team has a male athlete playing for their team. Stone Ridge Christian High School, in Merced, California, has forfeited its upcoming Division VI tournament game against San Francisco Waldorf because it doesn't want to put its girls against a male who identifies as a girl, Fox News reported. As many of you know, our girls won on Wednesday and advanced to the state playoffs, the school said in a statement. Unfortunately, we were just informed that our opponent, San Francisco Waldorf, has a male athlete playing for their team. The Stone Ridge Christian volleyball team forfeited its match on Saturday in the NorCal DBI semis. Here is a note from the school on why. pic.twitter.com/jpsfbfu0ts. SAC Joaquin Max Preps, at SAC Max Preps, November 18, 2024. At SRC, we believe God's word is authoritative and infallible. It is truth, the school continued. And as Genesis makes clear, God wonderfully and immutable created each person as male or female. We do not believe sex is changeable, and we do not intend to participate in events that send a different message. We also have a duty and responsibility to care for the health and safety of our athletes. So, after consulting with our students, coaches, and staff, we have made the difficult decision to forfeit Saturday's game. Standing for biblical truth means more than the outcome of a game. This is a heartbreaking end to our season, but I hope you will join me in congratulating these outstanding student athletes. SRC is proud of them, the school's statement concluded. The California Interscholastic Federation instituted trans acceptance rules as far back as 2013 with its gender identity participation rules, which state that students may participate in school sports in a manner that is consistent with their gender identity. The Christian High School is only one of a growing list of school teams that are refusing to play against opponents with transgender players. A lawsuit was filed this year against San Jose State University, SJSU, and the Mountain West Conference for allowing a male to play on the SJSU women's volleyball team. To date, five colleges have refused to play against SJSU over the school's inclusion of transgender player Blair Fleming. The NCAA is also being sued by several groups over its policy of allowing transgender players to play as women. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.